You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know it's every day. Moose and Taz be paving the way. Talking about every sport. You know that they never missing a play. From the NBA to the NFL to college games. They always bringing the knowledge. Nobody ever could try to go stop it. Only me talking the truth. Only me talking the truth. Ay. You know it's Taz and Moose. You know it's Taz and Moose. Ay.
Yes, it's a Friday morning. Taz and the Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live, Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Mike is out with the gout. Yeah, so we've got Pilati now has stepped over, producer extraordinaire. You got Danny as well across the other side at the controls. Bogus with your updates. Got 3 hours, 9 a.m. we go to Taz. What's said?
No, I feel bad about Mike. Real quick, I don't want to spend a lot of time on Mike. Mike doesn't deserve us to spend a lot of time on it.
Yeah.
But we kind of made fun of him yesterday on the air about this guy. I kind of alluded to the fact he was faking the injury, dragging his leg around like Quasimodo.
Well, I told him he should take a day off. And about 1 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday, he said, I'll see you guys Monday.
Yeah, he texted us both.
He goes, I'm going to the doctor. Yeah. My foot is blown up.
He said it blew
not
up.
Good.
Right. It blew up.
Just correct.
Yeah. So get well, Mike. Maybe we'll see you soon.
Okay? Hopefully we see you on Monday.
Yeah.
Hopefully everything's
good. Now we got Pete the Body producing the show.
And we asked for a little update after he went to the doctor. No update.
Yeah, he just disappeared.
There's no update.
Mike, where are you, buddy?
Mike, let us know how it went with the doctor. Just
disappeared.
Nothing.
Completely disappeared.
The next thing we got was an email later on the night letting us know who's going to be on the show today. Which includes Jason Lockenfora is going to join us a little later on in the program.
Yes.
And we're going to also chat with Billy King. So we'll have your NFL NBA covered with two prominent guests coming up your way in the third and final hour. But no update from the doctor. So hopefully, fingers crossed, hopefully he's got the proper medication.
Hope so.
Drinking a lot of water.
Yeah.
Staying away from shellfish and red meat.
And pork.
And beer and alcohol. And hopefully he's going to be A-OK by Monday.
Yeah, hope so. We'll see.
I hope so.
Great segue to guess what you just did there. I got to tell you, that was a good job. Laying and set the table for the show.
There you go, right?
This is not your first time doing this. That was very impressive.
We got to go with a little NFL here on this Friday morning as we are one day away from the weekend. And make sure this weekend you spring the clocks ahead.
Oh, I forgot about
Saturday
that.
Night. Spring ahead. We lose an hour of sleep.
Yeah.
That's correct.
We lose an hour. That's
doesn't
great.
Feel like it. It was 12 degrees when I got up this morning. But
we get to lose an hour.
That's
awesome.
Exactly right. Saturday night, we lose an hour of sleep. So don't forget to move your clocks ahead this weekend. But we got to go in the NFL. A couple interesting storylines. Number one, up with your Buffalo Bills, some conflicting reports about how close a deal is between the Buffalo Bills and the Pittsburgh Steelers for mercurial wide receiver Antonio Brown. Some said it was Ian Rappaport reported that the deal was basically in the final stages, close to getting done. And then there were other reports that said, no, that's not the case. Antonio Brown tweeted out or sent on Instagram fake news. So, I don't know how close we are. We know the Steelers set a Friday deadline today in order to get a deal done. But, Taz, we've talked a lot about Antonio Brown. He's very close to being a Buffalo Bill, reportedly. Maybe.
I know, dude. Man,
how about that?
Crazy.
Look at you. You get your wide receiver. Easy guy to root for.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You'll get your Antonio Brown jersey?
No. No, I won't do that.
Circle the wagons?
I don't think. First off, that's funny, though. You're right, because this happened overnight. So a lot of folks listen to us right now live across CBS Sports Radio or maybe on SiriusXM Channel 206 or wherever on radio.com. They're just hearing this for the first time, hearing you say that this is what the news that broke. But it's, like you said, it's not definite. There's conflicting reports. So I went to sleep early last night. I woke up and I saw these tweets about this. Then I was like, oh, wow, look at this. We're going to get a big-time wide receiver. Then I was like, oh, wait. And then these other reports. We're not getting
right.
it.
And
it really happened in like 3 minutes of span of me reading Twitter.
Well, right. And Lockenfora tweeted out, and he'll join us a little later on the program.
JLC.
Right, correct. About a couple hours ago, 4 o'clock in the morning, tweeted out, the Bills nowhere close to trading for Antonio Brown, and the Broncos and Cardinals and Jets were never in it. Be careful what you read these days, folks. Oof. It gets more ridiculous by the day, especially in some parts.
Wow, that's kind of probably That seems like a little shot at maybe a guy that's a competitor to him.
Well, Ian Rappaport.
Yeah, but we got JLC's coming on later on. So maybe we can create a little fight between the two
of
them.
Well, that would be great because Rappaport's the one that sent out the tweet that basically the deals, the Bills are, here's the, Tom Palacero, right?
Yes.
Tweeted out, as the Bills and Steelers close in on a trade for Antonio Brown, one big question remains, will AB go? He said he wants a new contract and won't play if it's not by his rules. If Brown wants to blow this up, his weapon is saying he'll retire rather than play in Buffalo.
Well, first off, by Antonio Brown taking to his Instagram and basically saying,
"I mean, Mr. Big,"
not that, he basically said fake news. He can't, you know. Once that happens, I don't think that's a some kind of a leverage play because he really don't have any leverage right now. The Steelers have the leverage for Brown. For Brown to say that as a Bills fan. And I am a Bills fan. I don't want the guy, you know, because it's like he don't want to be on the Bills. He just doesn't. For him to say fake news, what you need to do is what we call layout. Moose, you know what layout means. That means shut up. That's if you really wanted to go to that team. For him saying fake news. Now, he's got to be careful with that fake news stuff, Antonio Brown, because the Steelers can't stand him, okay? So just because they know that he don't want to go to the Bills, they'll make the deal sweeter maybe for the Bills. Strange things have happened. I'm just saying that could happen, just to stick it to AB.
Well, but if you play off, there's a couple of different levels here. Number one is it'll be interesting to see how exactly, if this deal does play out with the Buffalo Bills. Because you have the Rappaport deal, and then you have the Jason Lockett for tweets through the overnight. So let's see if the deal gets done. You're right in terms of the Pittsburgh Steelers, though, Taz. But isn't that doing wrong by your organization in terms of if you make the deal too sweet for Buffalo because he doesn't want to go to Buffalo, that you're all, in essence, hurting your organization because you're not getting proper value back in return?
I think it depends.
I mean,
to a degree. It depends, though, what the Steelers were to do with the Bills, though. You know what I mean? No, I get what you're saying, though.
Right,
I do get what you're saying.
Or do you, like, kind of, you know, you're not only
just
losing,
to be vindictive, right?
You're not only losing the player, but you're also screwing yourself over in the long run as well.
Right,
if somebody is offering you a better deal and you know that Brown would like to go there, aren't you just going to take the better deal then, in essence, and not worry about exactly where Antonio Brown wants to go?
Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, I'm basically saying the Steelers have such an agenda.
Yeah.
With Antonio Brown, let's just give him away.
Right, it's like double jeopardy for them. Not only are they going to lose Brown, but they're going to make a terrible trade. Just to screw Antonio Brown.
Stick it to him.
Right, just to stick it to him. Listen, I look at this and I don't know. We were talking about it off the air. Very difficult job when you're one of these, when you're an NFL guy that's in the business of breaking news.
Yes, sir.
When you're Ian Rappaport, Schefter, Mortensen, Palacero, Garofolo, Jason Lockenfora, because not only do you have to be first, Taz, and you have to have the right connections and build up, you know, those guys, whether it be agents, general managers, players, to where you get stories first, but you also have to be right.
Yeah, you have to be right. Otherwise, your credibility goes out the door.
Correct. If you're wrong a lot of the time, who cares if you're first to be wrong?
Right.
You want to be first to be right.
Yeah,
so we'll see exactly you know, where this does end up, because you have two guys that are very, very good at what they do, and one of us is going to join us a little later on in the program saying the deal's not close between the Steelers and Bills, and you have another one saying that the deal is close between the Steelers and the Bills.
Well, it also, I think it also shows that these two guys, you know, Rappaport and JLC have two different sources, obviously, or a couple different sources, fine, right, obviously. But to circle back on the point you just made a second ago, yeah, no, you're right. Like, the job that these guys have, to me, it's a job I'd never want. I'd never have any desire to do that, to try and break news and have sources. I like when JLC's on the show. I think he's a very good guest. He's a credible guy, and we like him. He does a great job. And a lot of those other guys do also. But sometimes, like, I know just from all the years in wrestling, I've seen that too, where guys that report, it's same as mainstream sports. They try to get the scoop, as you know.
Yep.
And it's not just sports. It's another stuff in news, the news business, political news. And they want, to your point, they want to get that scoop first.
Yeah.
They want to get it out early. But you got to make sure, right, that it's correct, that it's definite. Otherwise, you look like a jabroni. That's the problem. And right now, Ian Rappaport's starting to look a bit like a jabroni, a little bit.
Especially if this deal does not go down. You know, if Antonio Brown ends up someplace else. Now, for Antonio Brown, here's the goal that he has. And this is the other thing. Not only have we broken down and discussed his you know, him just attacking social media in any way, shape, or form to grab attention on himself, Taz. But if the Pelissero, if the Tom Pelissero tweet is correct, right, and that Antonio Brown, if he doesn't want to go to Buffalo, will, you know, threaten retirement and talk about a new contract. A number one, if I pick up Antonio Brown, he wants out of Pittsburgh. You know, I'm going to now reward him for what he did in Pittsburgh and not what he did for us. So now for to get Antonio Brown, not only do I have to give up something in order to get the player, which I understand, but now that I have to pay him more money here and rip up his old deal and give him a new contract, and then he also wants to threaten to retire. Listen, you know, it gets to a point here where, you know, you're almost, if he doesn't end up in Buffalo, Taz, you know, you're not going to be, you know, forlorn about it. You're going to be like, all right, well, do you really want to deal with the headache? I don't, not only if I'm one of these teams, say the Buffalo Bills, the Redskins, the Raiders, the Titans, one of these teams that have had conversations with the Steelers. So not only I have to give you up something, but he's got to be happy with the place that he's going. So I have to have a conversation with him beforehand. And maybe in order to buy his happiness, I have to reward him with a new deal at 30 years of age.
Yeah.
That is so much to give up for Antonio Brown.
It's a lot. It's a lot. No, I know. It's a lot. And, you know, you're getting a guy who is not just a headache. He's a friggin' migraine. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, he's a migraine headache, you know? So, yeah. And that's, look, like I know, like, the Bills Mafia, very strong fan base, obviously, for the Buffalo Bills. A lot of, just looking on Twitter, I mean, it was a lot of people happy. That's the hashtag. This is great. Then a lot of the Bills fans were like, this is horrible. And the Bills Wire, which is a verified account that reports stuff on the Bills, they grabbed it. And they were like, the Bills are close to acquiring Antonio Brown because they went off of that other thing. But it just looking at on social media what, like, Buffalo Bills fans are saying, it's really split down the middle. People are happy about it. Someone would hate that he was on the Bills. Of course, McDermott and being these guys, they're trying to change the culture there. You know, and this doesn't, this is, his demeanor off the field or in a locker room is not really the culture that
well,
you kind of
want. Well, it's not something you
want
to play.
You don't want that.
And it doesn't play in certain cities. I mean, you know, you look in Buffalo, you look in Green Bay, you look in some of these cities where, you know, football is basically like church.
Yeah.
That attitude doesn't play in you. They want guys that are going to be all in.
That's exactly,
I mean,
right.
That's really what it comes down to. And from a Brown perspective, you know, say, as we discussed yesterday in terms of certain quarterbacks, and you brought up Rodgers and the Packers being a point where, you know, he steps into that room. That is Aaron Rodgers' team, just like it's Roethlisberger's team or Brees or Eli Manning. I'm not bringing up guys that teams are going to trade, but those style of quarterbacks. You go up to Buffalo, and for the Buffalo Bills, you have Josh Allen. Josh Allen, by the way, has never completed over 60% of his passes at any level he's ever played quarterback. So we know he's not an accurate quarterback. Right? I know he's your guy.
No, I'm being sarcastic.
And he's a great athlete.
He is, but
accuracy has got to improve.
He's got to get better.
He's got to get better.
I know.
If you're Antonio Brown, you go from a future Hall of Fame quarterback in Ben Roethlisberger to an inaccurate young quarterback in Josh Allen.
Yeah.
And, Taz, here's the other thing for Buffalo. As we discussed, that's the last guy I want to bring into my franchise with a young quarterback. I don't want Antonio Brown chirping in his ear, throw me the football, get me the football. Where are you putting that one? Oh, I read this. That's the last thing I want to do. I want my quarterback to step on the field and be able to develop at a natural progression and pace. I don't want somebody chirping in his ear.
Right. That's like anybody else. And I don't care if you're a fan or cover the game or a former player. When you hear a receiver is going to a team, you think, okay, who's the quarterback? What's the connection to the point you're making? And, of course, I'm thinking the same thing you're thinking. It's like, well, you know, we got a quarterback in the Bills who he's young and his accuracy's not good. And you got a guy like Antonio Brown who's not going to let a quarterback off the hook. And he'll be able to control or get in the grill or in a huddle, get on this kid in a bad way. You don't want to rattle your quarterback. You know, that's the last you want to do. But then again, Josh Allen's also a kid who seems like he'll be outspoken. So I just don't think that marriage would work. The other thing, too, is on the Bills. Just one thing, Moose.
Yeah.
Like, there's not a plethora of senior leadership. You know, Lorenzo Alexander's a veteran player on the defensive side of the ball. Kyle Williams is done now. Okay, I'm just saying, as far as guys that can control that locker room, I would assume Lorenzo controls the locker room as the vet. You know, I mean, there's several other vets on the team, but he's like, so my point bringing that up is off the point you made
you
about
it. You don't want Antonio Brown being a leader.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, you do
could
not
you
want
imagine that?
That? Yeah.
That's
and,
just,
you know, Taz and I bring
around
up
with
the,
his pre-call machine.
Right. Taz and I bring up the young quarterback example with Josh Allen. I'll give you our example. The Giants early in the career with Eli Manning had a tight end that was very outspoken in Jeremy Shockey.
Yeah, big time.
Who was always chirping in Eli's ear. Always chirping, chirping, chirping when they were in the huddle, when they were on the sideline about get him the football, get him the football, get him the football. And Shockey never developed into the tight end the Giants thought he was going to be when they drafted him coming out of Miami, Taz. But they also, as an organization, made a decision that their quarterback needed Shockey off of the team.
Right, right.
Because it wasn't helping their quarterback develop
yeah,
and
yeah.
get better. That they just needed Jeremy Shockey. And he went on and had success and won a Super Bowl with the New Orleans Saints. And I'm not trying to speak ill of Shockey here on this Friday morning.
He was a good player. He was a good player.
It was a good player. Yeah. But the point being is that they felt it was not helping his development. That's the thing I'd be concerned about bringing Antonio Brown, especially when I have a young signal caller that's trying to establish himself.
Your example is great, and it's spot on. So I agree with you. And look, I don't. You know, once you start seeing all, back to the thing about if this is going to happen, once you start seeing all that scuttlebutt right after, 2 hours after, again, folks, this happened overnight.
Overnight.
But with guys like Schefter and these other guys that you know, break news on the NFL and Insider and all that stuff, they started shooting this thing down big time by Ian Rappaport. So it seems like it's not going to happen. But you said that, like you said before the show, you never know. You got to let things happen throughout the day. Things can happen. Things can change.
Yeah,
he could end up a Bill by the end of the day. It could happen.
Yeah, he could. He could end up a Bill. We'll see where it does end
he
up.
Wants you to know the West Coast, as you know, though.
Well,
I think that's where he wants to go.
And the other thing is that you know, if you're Antonio Brown, are you going to spite the Bill? Like, is it going to be a case of, well, if I'm the Bills, I have to make sure that whoever acquires him, that okay, if I have to pay him a little bit more, but I don't need to deal with the headache of him holding out or deciding to retire. That's a conversation where, you know, I know the Pelissero tweet. We mentioned it earlier, Taz. If I'm a team that's acquiring Antonio Brown, I'm having a conversation with either Brown or his agent and saying, listen, we're about to make this trade. We want to make sure we want to make sure the headaches go away and that he's going to be happy to be a member of our team. Because if he's not, let us know now and we'll end the talks and we'll end this trade.
Listen,
because we don't want to deal with this.
You are exactly right. This guy, Antonio Brown, if he was he's not bluffing. Like, if they want to put him somewhere where he don't want to go, I could see him retiring, saying, no, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
How embarrassing for a team would that be? Now, unfortunately, it would be fitting if it happened to my Bills. That's kind of – this whole thing is kind of fitting with the Bills. This is just the way it goes. You know, it's always the redheaded stepchild. No disrespect to redheads or stepchildren, but you get my drift.
But let me ask you this, Taz. 5 o'clock today, yeah. Antonio Brown's a Bill.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts?
Concern. Concern. I'm telling you.
Yes.
You know why? Because if Antonio Brown wouldn't have said nothing, if he would have just left us alone last night and not said fake news,
yeah,
I'd be okay with it. I'd say, all right, let's. Like I've been saying, he'll be good for a year. He won't cause a problem. Okay, the Josh Allen stuff's concerning because he's not exactly accurate, but Antonio Brown will be good for the year. But when he goes on there and basically says this is fake news.
Right.
And I think it was McKenzie. One of the wide receivers from the Bills went on Instagram and said the same thing. False alarm, folks. Something like that. But why would he want Antonio Brown on the team? It's going to put him lower on the depth chart.
Right.
So I would be concerned. I would. As concerned as we found out last night.
So you would not light up a victory cigar?
No. No. I'd light up the same non-victory cigar you did last night when you got your quarterback,
yeah.
Mr. Redskin.
Oh, we'll get into that. We'll get into that. As the Skins have got themselves a new quarterback, it's a Taz guy.
He
wasn't 18.
He was wearing purple. He was really good.
We'll get into that next. It's Taz, it's Moose on a Friday morning right here, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
That is your number to call, Taz and the Moose. We'll get into the Redskins' acquisition of Case Keenum from the Denver Broncos yesterday. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes save 15% or more on car insurance. Bogish is in the house.
Oh, Drew, yeah.
Good morning.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. He's just, we're not going to get into it, but he was asking me some insider.
Yeah.
He's kissing up.
No, no, kind of.
Yeah. But it was a good question.
He asked a wrestling question.
He did.
Some insider info. And
it was a good one.
I think and during the break, I'll tell you more about it.
Okay.
We're talking about the matchup me and Bam Bam Bigelow went through when we went through the ring. That's all we need to say. I don't want to get the details on the air. I don't want the people to be like, for the guy by the water cooler.
Right. It was a hologram. Oh, I'm sure.
Well, it's great. It's great.
It was
to
special
see
effects,
you.
CGI.
Moose, you missed it. You were in a different meeting than I was this morning. And when I walked in, Boomer Esiason, right, who works locally here in New York, he was the embracement. With him and Andrew Bogus was unbelievable.
Wow.
Well, because Boomer started with me with the Bills, with the whole thing. I had a Bills hat on. And next thing you know, AB had to get in the conversation. Next thing you know, Boomer is all over by AB's station, showing him a couple of websites.
It was very fatherly.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
The bond has been created.
Oh, nice.
You do an update for
Soon
3 minutes.
Soon you'll be on that show full time.
I can't wait.
It took 7 years.
Wow,
in the past, I'd say, hey, Boomer, and put something that I think he would get his attention and just keep walking. Now he comes back. I'll show you something.
Did he give you a shoulder rub, which are always uncomfortable at 5:30 in the morning?
No, I think he leaned on my shoulder as he explained the NBA draft lottery to me.
Oh, he explained the NBA draft
lottery?
Yeah,
I mean, there was a bit of condescension as if I wouldn't understand how
Boomer
the lottery.
Boomer broke it down.
That's exactly what happened. Everybody heard it in the newsroom. We have no privacy.
So he went through the 14%, 14%, 14%.
Well, he took me to a great site that I didn't know existed, in all honesty.
Right. I actually, let's not share it here. I knew the site.
And I didn't.
I actually utilized, we'll tell Moose during the break.
It was very helpful for, we were talking about the Bills trading for Antonio Brown. This site was very helpful in, like, could the Bills actually do it in terms of draft capital? But then what their draft picks were.
Oh.
And then he goes, go to the NBA link. And I go there, and now he's explaining the lottery to me. If you're bad, you can go first. I'm like, nice. This part I got, Boomer.
Like, and he was talking to AB like he just got into the business.
Yeah.
Wow. Like,
and Zion's
Newby Jones.
Good. I don't know if you've seen him play yet.
This kid out of Duke, Zion, he's really, really good, Andrew. You got to see, he's tall.
But the moral of the story is he stood next to me. We talked.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable, yeah.
Did you look into his eyes?
I didn't want to make eye contact. That would have been too much.
You need a stepladder, let's be honest.
I'm glad you and Boomer connected. I mean, you've worked on his show when he was on vacation. I'm glad it's great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one show made a difference.
It's just a matter of time.
You're in.
One holiday party and one show, and now we're best friends.
Moose, it's just a matter of time. C'est la vie, homie.
And which one is Taz? Which one is Moose?
Ah, those guys next door. I know them.
Yeah. I've already got the replacements.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Wow.
Moose has got it. Yeah. There was a meeting. I was in the meeting. Yeah, Moose nailed it. He got it.
Good morning, gentlemen. Trail of tears.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're ready. The placement's in place. Just sitting on deck, bro.
That's it.
You're 3-2. You're going to go down looking. We're bringing them in.
Right.
Just telling you that right now.
The way it's going now, I'd have nothing. I should be nice to you guys.
That's the
think
thing.
I think you guys won this battle.
That's the thing. Well, we usually do win, let's be honest.
Here comes the lefty sidearmer out of the bullpen. Look
at Dan Quisenberry.
I'm terrible. You don't need to go that deep. Here's your report this morning, sponsored by Glassdoor. Glassdoor only matches you with qualified job candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Find the right fit for your business, Glassdoor. Antonio Brown may or may not be a Buffalo Bill shortly, and David Irving may or may not be done with the NFL. The Cowboys defensive end going on Instagram Live last night. It's a social media department. He says he's quitting the game. Irving said he loves football, but he hates the NFL. Mm-hmm. He said all of this while appearing to be smoking a blunt. His main objection appears to be the league's stance on marijuana use. Irving is facing his third drug suspension. I just put up two fingers while saying third. His third drug suspension in as
Great
many
career
seasons.
Choice. Choose the weed over football.
It's crazy. Maybe he has a problem. I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm not saying, but yeah, Taz, you've got one. Do whatever you want to do with your life.
I know what you mean.
Addiction's addiction. I know people fight it every single day, and I'm not making light of it.
Oh, I know you're not.
And it's
no,
a disease. But, I mean, you can talk about how much you hate football while you're smoking a blunt. And throwing up on social media and then being upset about the drug testing policy. You can talk about the stance of that the NFL has on marijuana, but it's their stance. So you've got to comply. If not, if not, move on. And that's the decision he's going to make. It's a shame because he's a talented player.
He is. And there's a valid fight to fight here. The NFL punishment is really harsh compared to the rest of the world, basically. Yeah. And there may be true medicinal use for marijuana, which you could also fight for.
Well, yeah.
But to give up and go home, you lose your ability to have a voice in all of this.
And it's, what is it? And correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's 10 states right now marijuana is legal.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and there's more and more that I guess will come around the block here and become legal. More states in the United States. But there's also, I was reading recently, it has nothing to do with sports, but I was reading that in those states, car accidents are actually up, I believe it's like 7%.
Is that right?
Yeah. So it's like, there's still a little bit of a confusion that, don't drink and drive, that we know that, but some people think they could just smoke weed and get high and drive.
Right.
And that's, don't do that. Don't do that ever.
It's really hard to test positive for weed in the NFL. Like, initially, you only get tested once in the offseason. You kind of know when it's coming, so you can... if you just be good for 6 weeks, you're probably okay.
Yeah.
And it takes your fourth or fifth violation to actually get suspended. So he's on his third suspension. So he's like almost double digits now. Like, you could find a way to finagle this situation and have both things, football and your weed.
Right. Well, I'm sure there's a lot of guys that do balance it. I'm sure.
Basically, you're painting it like you have to be a moron to fail the drug test initially.
Right. You get tested once out of the offseason and only...
If you fail that one,
then you start getting more tests. But even that's not a lot.
I know. It's a shame. It really is. Hopefully he gets the help he needs.
I hope so.
He is a talented guy.
Well, hopefully he just calms down and keeps playing football at some point.
Right after this latest suspension, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Which might be for the entire season.
Now
to recap Antonio Brown's night. NFL Network reporting a trade from Pittsburgh to Buffalo is coming, but CBS Sports, Pro Football Talk, and basically everybody else says no deal is imminent. The Steelers have apparently set a deadline for today to divorce the unhappy wideout. Washington solving its QB issue for the coming season by reportedly sending a 2020 sixth-round pick to Denver for Case Keenum and a seventh-rounder. Keenum and Colt McCoy will compete for the job with Alex Smith, unlikely to play because of last season's gruesome broken leg. Congrats on Case, Moose.
God. Stop it. Stop. Anytime, as we discussed with Prisco.
Let me just interrupt. A lot of the We Over Nation yesterday was tweeting. I'm sure you saw it. They are waiting for the hot take. They are waiting for the Malusa's hot take.
Mark, it's coming. Malusa,
they know it's coming. They're waiting.
The season's over.
Yeah. Here it comes.
It's over before it's ever begun. I mean, the season.
Just stop.
The season is over.
Hot take
is begun. You can't make it up with the Washington Redskins. They have a conversation with Tannehill, Miami, right? Yeah. You have Josh Rosen out there with Arizona, who may or might not be available. But you mean to tell me that you're going to go in on Case Keenum and you're going to help the Broncos out, because the Broncos would have been on the hook for his entire salary because it's all guaranteed. They're eating half the salary. You give up a pick, they move up around, you move back around, and you get a quarterback like Case Keenum. Listen, I get Alex Smith is not going to play. The Redskins are a complete and utter disaster. Anytime you think your NFL team is run poorly, the Redskins basically tell you, hold my beer, and they step to the forefront.
I can show you how to do it really bad.
That is what they do, right? From the owner to Allen to the head coach to the players on the field, they are so freaking inept. And you mean to tell me Keenum... So the Redskin fans supposed to wake up on this Friday morning excited about a quarterback that they brought in to run their offense next year because of the Smith injury that John Elway couldn't run fast enough from. That John Elway basically after a year sprinted away from Keenum and said, get him away from our team. That tells you all you need to know about Case Keenum.
But listen, if you get the Keenum that played for the Vikes.
They're not getting that Keenum.
If he beats Colt McCoy for the job.
That was the solar eclipse. Don't you understand? That's the rare year. That was it.
Well, isn't he, like, Colt McCoy and him, they're not fighting for the spot, right? He's the guy. Case Keenum's going to be the guy.
I imagine there'll be some sort of competition. Oh, 3 weeks ago, the Redskins, after the latest injury news came out, Redskins said we'd be comfortable with Colt McCoy being their starter. Seriously?
Yeah.
I mean, Colt McCoy being your starting quarterback, he's a nice backup.
Yeah,
maybe.
You don't want him as a starter.
No, put him in the quarterback's room. You don't want him lining up every single week.
No. Let him run scout offense.
I had people texting me yesterday apologizing. I'm sorry. It's just another year.
I thought of you right away.
Second straight year, Taz.
I thought he right away.
They go get a quarterback who stinks. Alex Smith was, and I wish hopefully he comes back and plays. Great regular season quarterback. Right. Can't win a playoff game if his life depended on it. Not only that, they give him like $70 million guaranteed.
Oh my gosh.
And they give him an injury clause. All the money, Alex Smith, they're gonna pay him every single dime that's coming his way. And he never plays another down. And now you throw in Case Keenum.
But you can still get Rosen, maybe. And we don't even know what he's going to be.
Case Keenum?
Right.
Okay.
You guys are just a mess.
Okay.
And I'm a Bills fan.
All right.
Giants just gave up on Landon Collins because they're paying Eli Manning $23 million to be terrible.
Right. At the end of the year, I was listening to the Redskins on radio game, right? They're like, they could use a young quarterback. And they brought up Nate Sudfeld, right? So the Redskins drafted Nate Sudfeld out of Indiana. They proceeded and they liked him initially. They proceeded to cut him because they needed to they had injuries along the offensive line. He gets picked up by the Philadelphia Eagles, right? He's now the backup quarterback for Carson Wentz. And they're bemoaning the fact that they don't have a veteran quarterback and they're a young quarterback to develop down there in Washington. There are no young quarterbacks. I mean, you had Josh Johnson starting games at the end of the year. Team is brutal. It's brutal. And I get the guy that now is going to quarterback the team because he'll beat out Colt McCoy, Taz. Two postseasons ago, you and I got into great debates about just how good Case Keenum. You're like, yeah, he's a good quarterback. I'm like, Keenum's not that good. Now he's going to have an introductory press conference with Case Keenum.
Listen, when he played for the Vikings, he did. I'm not a stats guy. I'll give you a stat. He did have 22 touchdowns. He was responsible for 22 touchdowns.
Enough. I don't want to hear about the stats.
In 42 games.
With the Vikings. He was. That was in 2017.
Right, the non-stat guy's giving me stats on a Friday morning.
When Pat Schumer was the OC.
Yeah, right.
Now you're in trouble.
Yeah,
so you're in trouble. So yeah, you're definitely
sad. Right.
Yeah. Just fold your tent by now.
Right.
Remember, your secondary team, all you got that through a Dixie Cup is the New England Patriots. So
that's going well. Yeah.
Well, that went well.
You kind of break even.
Right.
You won
even
the big
I could mess up the Pats.
Oh, nobody can.
Right.
It's impossible.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, but I gotta tell you, is it bad when as soon as I hear about, I think I can speak to everybody on the show. As soon as this news broke about Case Keenum, I thought of Mark Melusis. I thought of you. I'm like, okay, that's it. There it is.
Yes,
that's it.
I appreciate that.
I mean, the only complaint, though, is that the universe didn't split up this beautiful Antonio Brown, Case Keenum thing on all the same day. There's not enough time to go back and forth. Like, we needed Antonio Brown of the Bills yesterday to focus on you, and now we're going to shift it to Moose and Keenum today.
That's what Pete said. We could do basically a whole show about this between the both of us.
Right.
Yeah, and we almost could do a 1v1 maybe next week. Who would have it worse, Bills fans? Well, I think we all could figure out that the Antonio Brown thing's not happening. He's not going to the Bills. But just that little teaser to have this great player playing up in Buffalo. So then it's like, no, sad trombone Jones, not happening. Or who's got it worse, the Bills fans or the Redskins fan?
Take a step forward.
That was like a 1v1.
You know, and we get to pull back the curtain, it's still a line from Taz for a little bit here. Amy gives Taz and myself a little bit of a pep talk. Bilotti was bringing in the garbage can for Taz.
Kick one.
Right, he was bringing in the big blue garbage can.
For Taz.
Right.
That
was free. You made the declaration.
And then he handed it to me, and I said, I don't normally touch them.
Amy goes, listen, why are you wearing a Bills hat?
Yeah.
And Taz's like, I'm a Bills fan. Oh, really? Where'd you grow up? I mean, Amy, Brooklyn. I mean, come on. Hey, we've been here for 15 months here, all right? Number one is, and he's worn Bills hats before. She goes, you guys have a desperate need for a receiver. It makes sense.
Thank you.
You know, Antonio Brown, he's great. He's a big-time player. He's this and that. Number one, like, we've never seen Brown play. And then my line to her, I go, too bad he's a douche. Or else it'd be a perfect world.
That's basically what you said, yes. I was just still flabbergasted that she didn't realize. I wear Bills hats. I have like 3 or 4 Bills hats. I wear them all the time. Redskins stuff. We all wear our team stuff.
Well, I don't wear the skin stuff as much as you do.
But remember, the Bills sent me a care package.
They did, yes, right. So. Which you knocked.
She listens to Boomer and Gio on the drive home.
Shocking.
I'm sure she does, yes.
Doesn't everybody?
Well, Tuesday.
I mean, Boomer, doesn't everybody?
Well, you mentioned about Boomer and Bogus. Tuesday, I walked out during
that sounds like a show, Boomer and Bogus.
Yeah, I walked out right
get
before
turn off
go,
on the phone.
To go grab my bag. Amy sees Boomer for the first time. She's like, thank God you're back. So great to see you. How are you doing this morning? I was like, Jesus.
We should all have someone that loves us like Amy loves Boomer.
I should imagine I walk in and Beseglia, maybe we should make that a declaration.
Well,
like
Mike
every time, like Taz and myself walk in, Beseglia's like, thank God thank God you're back.
Mike's not wide like that.
It's so great to see
him. He's a type D personality.
Oh my God. How was vacation? Where'd you go?
You look great.
Oh, nice tan.
Yeah, blonde hair. You think you got Boomer? You think you get taller?
What kind of SPF did you use?
Wow.
Did you lose
your
weight?
Truck. You got a great truck, Boomer.
Oh, my God.
You guys,
great to see you.
You guys make fun of me and Gio. The Mike Beseglia love for Gio, that's the real love.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. I did not know this.
In Mikey's inner thoughts, he's Amy to Boomer when he sees Gio come in.
Wow, Moose, did you know this?
I knew Beseglia and G and I.
I know about the Gio.
I don't know. It's not a two-way
Gio
street.
Andrew love, I know.
Me
well
and
documented. Gio
is more two-way than Gio and Mike. Mike
Gio
is a runaway
like
train.
Mike likes Gio.
No, he just doesn't love Mike the way Mike loves Gio.
Oh, really?
Well, that's Mike.
Yeah.
I mean, he could just you want to like Mike, then you realize, he's just Mike. Then you just don't like him. I think I speak for Moose on that, too.
I like that.
This show is
Pete, an emphatic head nod.
It's just when someone's not here, they get ripped.
Mike.
It's just
get well, Mike.
No, you get well, Mike. Stop dragging your leg around, you worker.
Bogus, you done?
I could be if you want.
All right, no, you can finish up.
The NBA last night, the Blazers losing at home in overtime to the Thunder, 129-121. The Bucks beat the Pacers, 117-98, and the Lakers apparently planning to rest LeBron James a per game minute limit. And he's not going to play both ends of a back-to-back. Oh, now their season is basically over, 6.5 games out with
and
17 to play.
Michael.
He did. I don't know if you noticed that.
I did.
Fourth all-time in
That's
scoring.
Your guy.
I did.
Congrats.
Playoff mode.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, there's a dinner tomorrow night. I'm going to.
Shut it down.
Shut it down,
right. Shut it down. Now he can walk in drinking even more wine.
Yeah, shut it down. No more playoff mode activated. None of that.
Right. Maybe he'll brown bag a bottle of champagne.
He and Rondo sitting courtside.
Right. Him and Rondo.
Fan side.
Right. They're watching. Right. They're watching Walton coach.
Sitting in the fourth row.
Sitting in the third row. They're drinking wine and champagne.
And throwing popcorn.
Caviar. And there's Magic. What do I do here? What do I do?
They're calling Magic.
What do I do? Jeannie Buss is like, we never pursued Anthony Davis.
Things are great.
Things are great.
Nothing part of the plan.
Rome is not burning.
Listen to CBS Sports Radio anywhere you take your smartphone with the Radio.com app. Free in the Google Play and iTunes App Store.
Oh, it's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Heating up, buddy.
Yeah, it is. We'll get to it momentarily here. Time now to ask the pros, where you, the listener, get to ask us a question. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Submit your question. Be listening later on the show. We might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Yeah, let's hit the hotline here, the phone line. Let's go to Tucson, Arizona. Greg, our guy Greg, listening on 1290 AM. Greg, you're on with Taz and Moose. What's up, man?
What's up, fellas? How you doing, man?
What's up, Greg?
I just wanted to let you guys know, man, this is a Wildcat station on the way home from work.
Right.
I listen to that. So I've been doing it for about 3 weeks now, and I got a 52-mile drive one way. So I start my day at 4 a.m. I turn it on, man. I've been listening to you guys ever since, every morning for like 3 weeks straight now. You guys are hilarious.
Love it.
I like you guys' points, everything.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, that's real talk. And so a couple more things. I guess had something to add about Nick Foles, the trade that they got, you know, that the Eagles traded.
Yes.
And I think that's the worst mistake ever. Nick Foles came off the bench, was ready to quit the NFL, came off the bench, won the Super Bowl, was the MVP. Could have probably won another one this year. Then they trade him. That's bad karma for Philly. As an Arizona Wildcat fan, I saw everyone in Nick Foles' home games at U of A Stadium. That's a bad move.
Listen, Greg. You know, for the Philadelphia Eagles, though, you know, Taz and I made the point before. You know, Foles needed to go for Wentz to reestablish himself as the guy in Philadelphia for the Eagles.
Now, yeah, I remember,
go ahead.
I remember you guys saying that.
Yeah, and I think what Howie Roseman had to say out in Indianapolis is true. Foles deserves an opportunity to lead an organization, and he's going to get that opportunity now.
You're right.
Yeah, he's definitely earned that to have his own, you know, not to deal with the whole Carson Wentz thing, you know, Greg?
Yeah, they cannot. They cannot lock.
That's what I mean, man. You guys got a good point about it. That's what I'm talking about. I got one more thing. Your fella in there that has the gout problem, man, does he drink a lot of apple juice?
No, he drinks banana juice. He doesn't do the apple. He should be more apples.
He's limping around.
Because I played ball for San Jose State for 3 years football, and I developed gout. And every time I drank, it was popping up, and it would flare up.
What was making it pop up? Drinking apple juice?
Yeah. So I went to the doctor. They said it was red meat. I stopped eating red meat. I stopped drinking. I was drinking a lot of apple juice. My son drinks. He's 5 years old. So I stopped drinking apple juice, and I haven't had a flare-up in 6 months.
Well, there you go.
Good for you.
I mean,
juice,
Greg.
Homies.
Yeah,
I hear you, bro. Well, we appreciate the juice.
Yeah, I mean.
One more thing, and you guys were saying yesterday about Pro Fire Grill and Weber. Man, come on, man. Pro Fire is way better.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
I've been trying to call for almost 2 weeks every morning. I can't get through when I got through today.
Phones are always jammed, bro.
Greg, we appreciate the call. Yeah, I'm a Weber guy.
Pro Fire.
By the way, Bisseglia is his own worst enemy. I mean, he really is. He came off a weekend in which he pounded sushi, ate shellfish soup.
Yeah.
And then ate my sausage, peppers, and potatoes.
You ate your sausage. Yes, I know. And the thing is, and he was...
And then he drinks some beers, too. You know, he had a couple libations over the weekend. Right. More than a couple.
He is his own worst enemy. Yeah, he did. He did. So this is his own fault, and he likes rich foods.
You like burritos? No.
And that's the problem.
If gout has been a flare-up, stay away from the shellfish and the red meat.
Greg's saying about the apple juice. That's news to me, though.
I never heard
that. I didn't know that either.
Yeah. I mean, listen, he knows. 6 months he's been without it.
6 months, yeah. I mean, so.
But we appreciate it, Greg. Spread the word.
Yes.
Thank you for listening each and every day. Ian Rappaport sent out a tweet. Update Antonio Brown saga. Bills and Steelers have been in aggressive talks about a trade and are close on compensation, sources say. It is not final. The main question is one that has kept the trade from crossing the final hurdle. Does Antonio Brown show up? Now, here's the problem I would have with that tweet, number one. Before I get into a discussion about compensation, if I'm the Buffalo Bills, I need to know.
Well, I know where you're
going. If Antonio Brown
wants to be a Bill. Right.
What's the point?
Right. No,
I mean, what is the point of even having conversations? Why would I ever make a deal, potentially get that close to getting a player and then hear from the player saying, I'm not going to show up. I have no interest in being a Buffalo Bill. I need to know. That needs to be a number one. And talk to his representative, because you know that conversation can have. Who's the teams are you willing to go to?
Well,
that's it.
The thing, and I agree, but here's the thing.
Because I can't make that trade unless Antonio Brown's going to be a Bill.
That's what I was saying earlier. That's my concern. And you know, if you're not a Bills fan, and I am a Bills fan, it's like, do you really want a guy on the team, if you're on that team, that doesn't want to be in that team? Now, the thing is, on Instagram, I mentioned earlier that that Antonio Brown said fake news. Apparently, he deleted that. He deleted that. I'm trying to get on Instagram right now. I'm having a problem getting on the Instagram. I don't know what's going on here.
Well, I mean, listen.
But I got that info from real AB, Andrew Bogus.
Well, but maybe the deal does get done. I mean, maybe eventually it does get done, Taz. But if I'm one of these teams, that's where I put the Buffalo Bills here and the Pittsburgh Steelers at fault. You want to get a deal done, and you want to tell me the Redskins are out, the Titans are out,
the Raiders are out,
all these teams are out. Listen, and we're down. I need to know that Antonio Brown wants to be a part of my team. If he doesn't want to be a part of my team, then pounce sand. I'll move on. You can go find another suitor.
The last thing you want is a guy on your team. This is obvious. That doesn't want to be on a team. And I got a feeling we're not done talking about this.
No.
Because the news is happening as it's going. We got JLC on later on.
Yeah.
So we got a lot going on.
We'll get into the David Irving saga down in Dallas with the Cowboys. We'll do that next. It's Taz. It's Moose. It's a Friday morning right here. CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.